I mean, why was it decided to do this?
It was the brainchild of Kent Slater, who was one of the original board members. He said, we're moving up on 30 years, and we needed to do something. And so he said, let's get all the kids back that participated in the project, and Charlie, and any of the contractors that also participated, and so we could get everybody back and have a reunion and have them look at the house and recognize them for the work that they did.
And are you looking for some sort of designation for this house? What designation? Does it have state historic designation?
On Friday the 29th, we will be presenting our case to Illinois Historic Preservation Agency. And they are the first stop prior to being designated a National Historic Place. They have to give their approval, and then all the information that we provide, some 40-some pages of information and pictures, will then be sent to the Department of Interior. And following their review, we'll determine whether or not we will be placed on the National Historic Register of Places.
In going to the state, do you have to get state historic designation first, or does it already have that?
Basically, the trip Friday the 29th will be the state historic preservation agency's okay. So we are presenting to their board of commissioners. And we get 10 minutes to present our case, and we have a PowerPoint presentation, and Kent Slater will be presenting our case, and we anticipate that with the amount of information that we've provided that we will be successful, but we still have to have our fingers crossed.
What's the key point or two that you want to make?
Well, there's a couple of key points. One is that the house is already located in the historic district in Macomb. And secondly, it is one of the finest examples of Eastlake-style Queen Anne architecture. And there's no other house that's like it in Macomb. And it was built by the founder and first president of the Union National Bank here in Macomb, William S. Bailey. And so we figured that that with all that going for us in terms of history, and now the house is 125 years old, we like our odds.